I was going to give it to you later, on your way out, but it looks as if I meant to give it to you now, he said, and nodded toward the package in a way that suggested I should open it. I felt very embarrassed with everyone watching, but I unfolded the paper wrapping and opened the little wooden box inside to find an exquisite ornamental comb on a bed of satin. The comb, in the shape of a half circle, was a showy red color adorned with bright flowers. It's an antique I found a few days ago, Nobu said. The chairman, who was gazing wistfully at the ornament in its box on the table, moved his lips, but no sound came out at first, until he cleared his throat and then said with a strange sort of sadness, Why, Nobu-san, I had no idea you were so sentimental. Hatsumomo rose from the table. I thought I'd succeeded in ridding myself of her, but to my surprise, she came around and knelt near me. I wasn't sure what to make of this until she removed the comb from the box and carefully inserted it into my hair, just at the base of the large pincushion-like bun. She held out her hand, and Nobu gave her the ornament of dangling safflowers, which she replaced in my hair as carefully as a mother tending to a baby. I thanked her with a little bow. Isn't she just the loveliest creature? She said, speaking pointedly to Nobu. And then she gave a very theatrical sigh, as though these few moments were as romantic as any she'd experienced, and left the party as I'd hoped she would. It goes without saying that men can be as distinct from each other as shrubs that bloom in different times of the year. Because although Nobu and the chairman seemed to take an interest in me within a few weeks of the sumo tournament, several months passed and still we heard nothing from Dr. Crabb or Uchida. Mameha was very clear that we ought to wait until we heard from them, rather than finding some pretext for approaching them again, but at length she could bear the suspense no longer and went to check on Uchida one afternoon. It turned out that shortly after we'd visited him, his cat had been bitten by a badger and within a few days was dead from infection. Uchida had fallen into another drinking spell as a result. For a few days, Mameha visited to cheer him up. Finally, when his mood seemed to be turning the corner, she dressed me in an ice-blue kimono and multicolored ribbons embroidered at the hem, with only a touch of Western-style makeup to accentuate the angles, as she put it, and sent me to him bearing a present of a pearl-white kitten that had cost her I don't know how much money.